Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. More airstrikes are being traded between Israel and Iran, including a major Iranian strike on the largest hospital in southern Israel. This after the Israeli defense minister called for a regime change in Iran, saying the country's supreme leader cannot continue to exist. Israel says more than 270 people were hurt in Iranian strikes across the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We know that over the past several days, they've been focusing on nuclear facilities and capabilities, they said, as well as taking out missile launchers, including some that they claimed that Iranians were trying to rehabilitate to use once again. The Israelis saying that they struck those locations.
President Trump is throwing another lifeline to TikTok, once again extending the deadline the Chinese firm ByteDance has to sell the popular social media platform, else it will face a ban in the U.S. This is ABC News. Some springtime vacations have been spoiled by extreme weather. A tropical storm that exploded into a hurricane has now made landfall near Acapulco.
In just a day and a half, Tropical Storm Eric intensified to Category 4 hurricane status with top sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. It dipped back down to Category 3 strength before making landfall this morning southeast of Acapulco. The forecast is for up to 15 inches of rain along Eric's path.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Ford is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles due to a safety issue. According to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there's a risk that people in the back seat could get trapped due to the inability of entering or exiting that vehicle in an emergency. The models affected are some 2021 through 2025 Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles. And the Trump administration is ending a mental health hotline option tailored to LGBTQ plus youth. Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Other insurers not available in all states or situations.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot with up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery like GE Profile. Simplify your routine with GE Profile appliances, from refrigerators with autofill pitchers and multiple dispensing options to all-in-one washer-dryer combos that can wash and dry a full load in under 2 hours. Shop 4th of July savings on top-brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and warm today with high temperatures making it to the mid-80s with a small chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Coming more likely into the night and especially overnight and through tomorrow morning, some could be strong to severe. After that, the heat cranks up for the weekend. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 72.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. A Wednesday night boat fire in Manitowoc sparks a reminder for owners. We get more from Ryan Brom.
It's not clear at this time what started the fire. Lieutenant Scott Larson with Manitowoc Fire Rescue could not say if any foul play is suspected. He did, however, remind all boat owners to keep up on their preventative maintenance.
Make sure that your boat is in top working order. Make sure that all the preventative maintenance is done. I cannot say what caused the fire, but you know, just as a general tip, maintain your boat.
Sentencing for the man found guilty in the death and dismemberment of a young Milwaukee woman has been moved up. Maxwell Anderson will be sentenced in Milwaukee County Court August 1st due to a prosecutor being unavailable for the original August 18th sentencing date. That was agreed upon during a Wednesday video conference between attorneys. A jury convicted Anderson earlier this month of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson in the death of Sade Robinson. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. This year's outdoor graduation ceremony for the Durand, Arkansas School District will be the last. During last night's school board meeting, the board voted to rescind the policy approved last month that had set minimum weather guidelines for outdoor graduation and approve a policy instead that will have graduation held inside at the gym at Durand, Arkansas High School. School Board President Bill Yankst asked for the change after learning that the district had to pay $1,500 for a stage for outdoor graduation, and that the district would not be refunded the money if graduation had to be moved indoors due to the weather. Other board members felt that outdoor graduation was started during the pandemic, and it was time to revert back to pre-COVID graduation ceremonies held indoors. Dunn County has earned a gold-level certification as a family-friendly workplace, recognizing its commitment to supporting employees' well-being and work-life balance. Dunn County earned the certification from Family Friendly Workplace after a comprehensive evaluation of workplace policies, including flexible work options, parental leave, health care benefits, and family-centric support programs. As a certified employer, Dunn County will now be able to use the Family Friendly Workplace logo in their talent attraction and retention work, as well as access a range of other benefits. The West Central Wisconsin Rail Coalition has released the findings of a recent survey showing strong support for a proposed rail line connecting Eau Claire to the Twin Cities. The coalition gathered more than 1,100 responses. 97% indicated they would use the service. Respondents said they would use the train to commute and attend events in the Twin Cities. However, others were concerned about the cost of the passenger route. The coalition is now working on securing funding for the project. A teenager is in custody following a recent incident that had the potential for violence in Polk County. The Polk County Sheriff's Department says the 16-year-old suspect showed up outside of a Osceola home last weekend, dressed in black, peering through windows, and armed with a gun and knife. Police say the teen had wanted to make someone who had been bullying them suffer. Charges against the suspect include attempted first-degree intentional homicide and attempted kidnapping. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
The Pepin County Board has approved a resolution supporting the continued funding for FEMA. During last night's meeting, the board voted for the resolution as there's concern that funding for FEMA would be eliminated in 2026. The Wisconsin Emergency Management Association is asking Wisconsin counties to pass the resolution in support of continued funding for FEMA. The city of Wabasha, in conjunction with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, has applied for a hazardous mitigation assistance funding grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for upgrades to the Lawrence Boulevard lift station. The lift station is located adjacent to the Mississippi River and is the single most critical piece of infrastructure in Wabasha's sewer system, as it collects wastewater from over 90% of the users in the system. The project will include installing a new generator at the lift station and making safety improvements to the existing manhole structure and replace the existing manual bypass pump. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is calling the installation of a Narcan dispensing vending machine a success. The machine, which also dispenses fentanyl testing strips, has sat in the lobby of the Eau Claire County Jail for about 2 years. Department officials say that an estimated 3,700 doses of Narcan have been dispensed in that time and have resulted in the saving of lives. Grant dollars from the state cover the cost of maintaining that machine. The Wisconsin State Senate is running the risk of not passing the next fiscal budget on time. as there's at least one Republican senator who doesn't like either Governor Evers' proposal or what's before the Joint Finance Committee. The GOP has an 18-15 majority, but Senator Chris Capenga of Delafield said he'd rather allow the existing budget to just continue. Republican Senator Steve Nass is also unhappy with the budget proposals and has said it, quote, might be the worst processed used, unquote, in his 35 years in the legislature. If they would join all Democrats in voting no, the budget won't pass. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A kayaking trail in north-central Wisconsin is receiving federal recognition. About 20 miles of the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway were recently designated as a National Recreation Trail by the Department of Interior. Visit Wausau Executive Director Tim White says the national recognition will help bring people into the area and highlight how significant the Wisconsin River is. White says signage with the National Parks logo will be going up soon. The Great Pinery Heritage Waterway stretches more than 100 miles between Oneida and Portage counties. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And BillsHappen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and warm today with high temperatures making it to the mid-80s with a small chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Coming more likely into the night and especially overnight and through tomorrow morning, some could be strong to severe. After that, the heat cranks up for the weekend. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 72.
Take two today. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Day baseball today for the Brewers after their night game last night was rained out. Last night's scheduled starters, Jacob Mizorowski and Jameson Taillon, will start on the bump today. The now abbreviated series finale starts at 1:10. Last night's game will be part of a day-night double dip on August 18th. After today, the Brewers head to Minnesota for three against the Twins. One other Brewers note is part of the team's 25th anniversary season at American Family Field, an alumni home run derby will be held on July 25th. Among those expected to participate, Ryan Braun, Carlos Gomez, Bill Hall, Corey Hart, Casey McGee, Niger Morgan, Eric Thames, and pitcher Giovanni Gallardo. Basketball season could end tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers trying to stay alive. They may or may not have their best player, Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton. He's been nursing a sore calf. Tip-off tonight is just after 7:30. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Capitalizing on one race a year in Pocono. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
And in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Start your engines. Start the countdown. Start getting excited. June 19th through the 22nd, Salem's 6 Hours at the Glen races back into Watkins Glen International for the ultimate start to summer. Be here for nearly 24 hours of on-track excitement throughout the weekend as IMSA's top drivers go head-to-head on one of the most picturesque courses in racing. Start making your plans. It's Salem's 6 Hours of the Glen. Get your tickets at theglen.com today.
For the last three seasons, the NASCAR Cup Series has held just one race at the Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania, and this year's race will be held this Sunday on the 2.5-mile triangular-shaped track. Team Penske's Ryan Blaney says it's important to learn as much as possible and at a quicker rate in order to find success there due to the limited track time.
So the data you get when we go to Pocono, this is going to be pretty important because you get one shot at every one. But, yeah, we take pieces from everywhere and apply them the best that we can.
Blaney won the Cup race there a year ago. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Your livestock could unknowingly be planting weeds in the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you feed grain screenings, grind them first to destroy the weed seeds as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Cattle, sheep, and goat producers need to be on the lookout to make sure Palmer amaranth, leafy spurge, and other invasive weed seeds don't sneak in with grain screenings or doggage used as feed. When the whole seed is consumed, the hard outside seed coat can protect the seed from being digested. The seed stays viable and passes out in the manure. As an animal grazes and drops manure, all parts of the pasture could be seeded with weeds. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture determined that Palmer amaranth found its way into a soybean field through cattle manure. Carl Hoppe is a livestock beef cattle specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the best way to know if there are weed seeds in your feed is to personally look for them.
Some things are quite obvious, like thistle seeds. Cockle burrs are pretty obvious. Small fine grain seeds, like pigeon grass seeds, which some people call as foxtail, are really small, but they are identifiable. Things like Palmer amaranth need to be looked at closely, too, to make sure they're either included or not. If you don't know, err on the side of caution, and that would be to hammer mill or finely grind all the screenings that you receive to get rid of weed seeds.
There is another option to prevent weed seeds from germinating.
Feed the feeds in a feed yard, and then be very diligent in how we feed and compost the manure. And if manure is composted correctly, it's heated, and that should make inviable or kill the germination of most weed seeds.
Hay and other forages might also have weed seeds if the weeds were cut when mature. Hoppe recommends avoiding hay and feed from areas where there are known infestations of invasive weeds. Learn more about getting rid of weed seeds in the feed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology. Taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers are expressing some concerns over tariffs. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers and other business people are watching the Trump administration's trade strategy very carefully as tariffs, which could directly affect their bottom line, go up and down and back again. Brian Keel is executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade and is holding town hall meetings across the country to discuss the tariff war and its impacts. He says he's especially concerned about how it will affect farmers.
20% of U.S. farm revenue comes from exports. So if our exports decline, our farmers decline. And that's really scary. Farmers also are price takers when it comes to input. So if we're driving up the cost of fertilizer or steel or farm chemicals, farmers get squeezed. And that's the big concern. We don't want to see farmers go out of business. Farmers play an important role in terms of food security, in terms of keeping our rural communities afloat.
Cole says he's hearing a uniform message from producers at the meetings. They're nervous.
I think we're all willing to give a little bit of latitude to President Trump. You know, we'd like to get better deals, so everyone's waiting on that. But patience, I think, is wearing thin. I think there are farmers who are getting squeezed already. And certainly if this drags on into harvest season, I think we're going to see a lot of pain.
The volatility and uncertainty of the tariff war is causing farmers to reevaluate how they operate.
People are sort of parking their capital. They're not going to take risks in this environment. You can't afford to because you'll go out of business. So we're seeing people that are not making investments. You know, we had one of our farmer participants who said he's not going to put up a new barn this year. Who would put up a new barn this year? You want to hold your capital in case things get bad. And I think when you think about how that affects the U.S. economy, if everybody behaves that way, we're going to see a contraction of the economy.
Over the last few weeks, farmers have been holding town hall meetings in Austin, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Swisher, Iowa. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, have reintroduced the Reliable Rail Services Act to help address the unreliable service and high costs of rail shipping for farmers and manufacturers. The legislation would strengthen the U.S. rail supply chain and ensure the largest freight railroads provide American businesses reliable services at reasonable rates so products can get to market more efficiently and at costs that are lower for families. Our farmers, small businesses, and manufacturers rely on rail service to get their products to the market and make ends meet, said Senator Baldwin. When rail service is unreliable, she says, it puts livelihoods on the line, disrupts supply chains, and drives up costs for hardworking families. Our farmers depend on reliable transport of their world-class products to the rest of the country, and Class 1 railroads are not meeting those expectations, said Marshall. He went on to say this bill contains reasonable requirements for rail carriers to meet their obligations. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, along with the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, began testing Wisconsin milk for H5N1. With the help from industry partners, Wisconsin is sampling milk at the farm level with the goal of testing each farm approximately every month. Since the week of May 25th through the week ending of June 14th, over 2,128 samples of milk have been tested. None have been detected with the H5N1 virus. At the conclusion of the 96th Wisconsin FFA Convention, Amelia Draxler of the Glenwood City FFA chapter, representing Section 2, has been elected to serve as the state FFA president for the 25-26 year. Draxler was vice president for the 24-25 state officer team. The 20-year-old graduated from high school in 2023 and is a student at UW-Madison, where she is majoring in agricultural and applied economics.
The Department of Homeland Security told staff Monday it would reverse guidance issued last week that agents weren't to conduct immigration raids at farms, hotels, and restaurants. The Washington Post said the immigration pullback is directly at odds with President Trump's call for mass deportations of anyone illegally in the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials told agency staff on a call they must continue conducting immigration raids on farms and other agricultural businesses, along with hotels and restaurants. Two people familiar with the agency call said the new instructions were given to staff from as many as 30 field offices across the country. The LA Times said as the vital harvest season gets going in California's vast agricultural regions, farmers and their workers are getting whiplash from the series of contradictory signals about how the administration's crackdown on illegal immigration may or may not affect them. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has launched an $8.5 million sterile New World screwworm fly dispersal facility in South Texas and has announced a five-part plan to enhance USDA's ability to detect, control, and eliminate the pest. These actions are necessary to finish the fight against NWS and protect the nation's livestock. While the screwworm has been eradicated from the U.S. for decades, recent detections in Mexico as close as 700 miles from the U.S. border led to the immediate suspension of live cattle, horses, and bison imports through U.S. ports of entry along the southern U.S. border as of May 11th. The U.S. has defeated NWS before and will do it again, Rollins said during a facility groundbreaking ceremony. We won't take the threat of NWS poses to our livestock industry, economy, and food supply chain lightly. The five-part plan includes partnering with Mexico to ensure eradication and continued protection of the southern border. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The active weather will continue in our ag weather forecast as some rounds of thunderstorms, including heavy rain, is expected across portions of Minnesota and western Wisconsin tonight and into Friday and into even Friday night. Additional thunderstorms and heavy rain also look likely next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower or storm this afternoon. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. West winds at 5 to 10, scattered trace to 5 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows 61 to 66, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 3-tenths to 5-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, partly sunny, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 65 to 70%. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected, and about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, becoming sunny, warmer, highs 90 to 95. Sunday, sunshine, highs once again 90 to 95. Monday, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. like a thought of chasing life instead of dialing bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. Your purple sky, this town's a canvas, baby. Let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
Coming over tonight. Coming over tonight.
here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There ain't no
feel. You're both out to break it. Take everything you got. When you finally win the hand, there ain't nothing in the pot. A gamble that I'm taking, that either one I choose, the lady or Reno, either way I lose. But you know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino, there ain't no way to win, and I know she's a lot like Reno. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't. Reno couldn't roll me a seven if he gave me loaded dice.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just been flying solo for so long. Nobody's singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. Chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans, and we'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. You carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Oh,
News. I'm Mike DeBusky. The attacks between Israel and Iran are intensifying, with more than 270 people injured in strikes.